tallies with the survey that members of Donegal Sinn Féin undertook in Donegal, we found that about a third of people we surveyed had been victims of crime or antisocial behaviour. And unless we actually identify the extent of the problem, we can't begin to address it.
Now, you and your colleagues sit on various JPCs in Letterkenny and Buncrana and indeed County Donegal as well. They're presented regularly with figures from Gardaí that suggest crime is going down. Is it now getting to the point where serious questions have to be asked about the figures being presented to the JPCs?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I for one will be looking to follow up on this revelation by the GRA by raising it with the Minister. We need to have, you know, absolute clarity on the extent of crime across the state, and it really affects Garda districts and divisions very severely, because if the crime levels are massaged or underestimated, then of course that means less Gardaí, less vehicles to combat crime. So it needs to be clarified urgently, the claims that are made, and I've no doubt the facts that the GRA have revealed, and we'll take it from there.
And that then does raise the next question, which is, are figures which are dubious, potentially, being used in order to make what are very serious decisions about the future of policing, the level of policing, and the level of resources being dedicated to it?
If you talk to any Garda at the front line in Donegal, they'll tell you that they don't have the resources to do their job. They do not have the Garda vehicles to do their job. And, you know, we hear the whole spin about Garda stations, that it's all about new type of policing, smart policing, efficient policing. It doesn't stack up, because if that was the case, you'd have more Gardaí, more vehicles in those areas and mobile patrols. We know that's not happening. So the truth of it is that the Gardaí have been significantly under-resourced now for a number of years, and crime levels are being under-reported.